Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. You've got the most trusted team in sports talk radio here with you today until 7 p.m. The entire team is here!
Woo!
Woo! Bronwyn C., Jim the Poet, call screener John, we're all here today and we're all with you. Via broadcast, via live streaming, on the WFMU archives, or podcast. Did you know we have a podcast? We didn't actually know that at first, but we do. And in today's Metro newspaper, which is my favorite newspaper because it's free, there's a big story about the sports podcast revolution. Here's some quotes from the story. These are great. These are actual quotes. The appetite for sports talk is enormous. 40, maybe even 50% of top podcasts focus solely on sports. Sports radio and sports podcasting will thrive for years to come. These are actual quotes from the article. But this very special sportsy podcast, and you can decide for yourself what special is a euphemism for, Sportsy Talk is the first ever sports talk show on listener-supported WFMU, and if you are one of our podcast listeners, and I know there are dozens of you, first, God bless you, and second, please keep this sports podcast and WFMU going by pledging your support at wfmu.org/donate, and tell them it's for Sportsy Talk. All right, Jim the Poet, hello.
Hey.
Is
my mic on? That's your
mic. I don't know. Where's your mic?
That's Here's my mic.
There's your mic.
Yay.
Are our mics in mono? No. Now they are. Okay.
That'll be good because we have callers.
We have callers. We have a special guest today. First, I want to say thank you so much again to DJ Bridget. Yay. Who
Great
ran
job
the board,
last week.
Ran the board last week. You weren't here. I couldn't be here because I have a broken leg.
I was just drunk.
Yeah, you were at work.
Day drinking.
You had a work thing to do.
We had the lady from The Blind Side, the real lady from The Blind Side.
I don't know what The Blind Side is.
The Blind Side was a movie with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
And she won the Academy Award for...
For portraying somebody.
Portraying someone who adopted an 18-year-old black kid who ended up in the NFL.
Oh. Oh, that's
you don't
sportsy.
Know that movie?
No, that's sportsy.
It's a sportsy movie. It's a very emotional
movie.
It
sounds
movie.
Like a sportsy movie.
Because she just adopts a kid on the street.
Wait, he's 18 years old and she says,
He's like a high school student.
Wait, and she says, hey, Sonny, come home with me and I'll be your mommy?
Apparently they're
that's
driving around.
Weird. Driving around looking for black kids on the street? That sounds like a white van with candy.
They're driving through some white part of Nashville and they see this giant linebacker looking dude.
Yeah, because...
Who obviously seems out of place. And one of the kids says, that's a kid who goes to my school.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing shorts, and he's wearing he looks cold, and so the mother says, turn around.
Wait, so she's a mom, and she has a kid who knows this kid?
They have two kids.
They have two kids.
Already.
White kids.
And then they're driving around the day
White
before
kids.
Thanksgiving.
Does she have a husband, or did he leave her because she's insane?
No, they have.
No, they're all.
She is insane, but,
but
they're all together still.
They're all there? Okay.
Yeah.
Mom
and then they're
and
driving
dad
around.
And two kids.
Like the day before
kids,
Thanksgiving.
Wait, the two kids, right?
Yeah, they're normal kids.
Are
I
they
know.
Boys or girls? Or
There's
both?
A boy and a girl.
Of course. And they're and this is real?
Yeah, this is real.
Based
this
on
is,
a real thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, she's,
so they're driving,
around and they see this kid.
They see
and they
a
go,
black kid.
And she says, turn around. Yeah. And the mm-hmm. mother goes out and says, well, what are you doing, man? Like, what's going on? And he goes, I'm going to school. You know, I want to play some hoops today. And she goes, well, the school's closed, man. It's like the day before Thanksgiving. Like, where are you going? He's like, I'll just get into the school. I'll just break in or something. Don't worry about it. And then she's like, no, man, you can't do that. We'll drop you off somewhere. So they drop him off someplace. And then
some
the whole weekend,
place.
The woman's thinking, like, what happened with this kid? What's going on with this kid? I want to get this kid some warm clothes. Goes to school on the Monday.
Yeah.
Says, hey, have you guys seen this guy around? He's the big, tall black guy. He's like 270 pounds, 6'7". They're like, what? There's a 6'7 black guy at the school? Apparently no one's heard of him.
Oh, great. Okay.
And so she goes to the principal's office.
Why did her kid think that he went to school with this
she
guy?
She does go to the school, but no one knew anything about it. So she
wait,
goes
nobody
to the,
noticed the big, giant black kid?
He's a quiet
kid.
He's he's not really jumping around.
Listen, I went to school in Iowa, right?
Yep. Would you notice a big 6'7", 320?
If we
black
had
guy.
Even one black kid, we
It'd
would
be like,
have totally
Everyone
noticed.
Knows who the black kid is, right?
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Well, she goes to the principal's office and then says, hey, I want to take this kid out shopping with me for, what's this kid's deal? And the principal says, don't get involved. And she goes, that immediately turns her crank a little bit.
Yeah, because she's
like,
crazy.
Well, now I'm definitely getting involved.
Yeah, because she's crazy. So she's like, okay, right.
And she goes, I just want to buy the kid some clothes. He's like, he's not going to want it. You know, he's not going to make it. Don't worry about it. He's not going to make it. And she's like, well, now you definitely, now I'm definitely going to help this kid.
Right.
She goes up and says, hey, you want to come shopping with me? And they go out and they go to Modell's or something like that, buy the kid some sort of wintry clothes. And then she ends up adopting the kid.
Legally adopting the kid.
Legally
Where were his other parents? Like his actual
He was bounced out of foster homes like a million times or something like that.
Why? Because he was big and black?
I'm going to say that's probably
probably.
I mean, usually kids in foster homes just get bounced around. That's all they do,
Dude, I was
right?
in a foster home.
How long were you in a foster home for?
6 months.
And then you went somewhere else.
Then I got emancipated minor.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I went off on my own.
Who did that? There was some couple movie stars did that.
Really?
Didn't Macaulay Culkin do that because his parents were spending all his money or something like that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Anyway,
go ahead.
So I met the real lady behind the thing. She was pretty cool.
All right,
so we did an event around the corner from here.
The real lady wasn't as crazy as Sandra
Bullock's
character.
She's
wait. What happens in the movie?
Crazy.
He becomes an NFL star.
He's a great player in the NFL. I mean, anybody he was like all American.
Where did he go to college? He went to college.
I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, but then he was in the NFL.
He's still in the NFL.
And then he gets chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and
he hasn't gotten that yet. But he's been in the concussion protocol this year. He's playing for the Panthers
now. When he's in the concussion protocol, and then his mind goes, is she going to take care of him?
He was in the concussion protocol. So I don't know if he's actually been sprung
What's
out of
name?
It.
What's his name?
His name is Michael Orr.
Michael Orr. O-R-R?
O-H-E-R. He went to Ole Miss.
Okay.
And he was drafted in the first round. He was the consensus All-American.
Where did that lady live?
Lives in Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay, so she was in Tennessee, and he went to Ole Miss.
She lives there now, too. Yeah. But, I mean, she was just in New Jersey
day. But you actually met her. Like,
yeah, she was pretty cool.
What's her name?
You remember. It's Leanne.
Because people in Nashville are always named Leanne. That's like
I don't
Leanne.
Know,
that's like
her last name. T-O-U-H-Y is her last name.
Yeah, Tui. All right.
And it just so happened this only became a big deal because that guy who wrote the Moneyball book, his name's Michael Lewis.
Yes.
He wrote a bunch of books that they make into movies now.
Why don't we write books that they make into movies?
Because we've never met anybody who adopted a giant black kid.
We could adopt a giant black kid.
I don't know if we could.
There's lots of them around.
I just
go find
I feel
one.
Like I just make things worse. That's all.
No, come on.
Yes, I don't know. He's an offensive tackle. The name of the movie is The Blind Side because he defends people's blind sides. He defends the quarterback's blind side. So he's the blocker that's most key on the offensive line.
Oh. But now
it's a good movie. You should see that movie. I mean, you got time in your hands now that you're
DL
or whatever.
No, but you know, like I'm on the DL. Okay, so I fractured my patella, right? And,
I had to look that up. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it's a kneecap.
I thought it was
my
a
kneecap.
Pubic
that's
thing.
That's what mafia guys do to you if they don't like
I know,
you.
That's seriously. That's like a painful thing to do.
Yeah, they break your kneecaps. And I actually don't have time on my hands because they allow me to work from home.
Yeah, so I can't work at the bookstore from home because there's no books in my house.
I know, you can't do that. No, but I have like kind of bogus job where I can work from home, and so I do. And then it's actually better for me to take the 5-hour round trip. It used to be a 4-hour round trip for my commute, but now it's a 5-hour round trip because it slows me down a lot. Like having crutches and stuff slows me down.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, so it's actually better for me to do that and go into the office than to work from home because when I go into the office, I have an 8-hour day, but when I work from home, I have a 15-hour day because they just keep sending me stuff. They just, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Well, you're at home. You don't have anything anywhere to go. Can you do this? And I'm like, I'll do it. Do it. Yeah.
It's rough.
So, you know, yeah, but, you know, I'm lucky. I'm lucky.
I don't think there's any part of that sounds lucky to me.
No, I'm lucky I have a job. I'm lucky that when I fell and broke my kneecap, I did not hit my head on the pavement.
No, I would have rather, because then at least I'm out in crazy land.
So crazy. 201-209-9368.
Amy Levitt.
John is waiting for your call, but Amy Levitt. Is
Amy Levitt from the Chicago Reader.
Yeah,
will be calling in.
She's going to be our guest.
She is our guest. She is a writer for the Chicago Reader on many subjects, but also on Cubs culture.
Cubs culture.
Chicago Cubs in the World
Series. World Series starts tonight.
Possibly the world is ending.
The World Series starts tonight. The Cubs have not won a World Series in like 108 years or something. And I'm not even exaggerating.
Yes,
I think it's 108.
That is actually the,
yeah, the actual number.
Pretty sure
they
that's what it was.
They haven't been in the World Series in over 70 years.
1945 or something like that?
You did the math. It's like 71 years. And so that's happening tonight. And the Cubs and the Cleveland Club are playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chief Wahoo and his boys.
We have on the Twitter, on Sportsy Talk, on the Twitter, we have a poll right now, like, which is the most disgusting mascot? Clark Cub, the pantsless pedo bear, who is the mascot of the Cubs.
I haven't seen him at the... I didn't see him during the celebration or anything
like
that.
Yeah, I know. They don't have a picture of...
Where
like
is Clark?
Where's Clark Cub? We should ask Amy Lovett. Make
he
a
may
note.
Be in Gitmo.
Make a note. We're going to... Yeah, we're going to
ask... Clark Cub.
Where's Clark Cub? And Chief Wahoo, the grinning sandboy,
is
racist Indian. Yeah, he's terrible. I have, actually, Sluggo has a Chief Wahoo baseball cap. And I asked him to find it and let me wear it tonight just so I could astonish you with its...
Is it here?
It's not here because he couldn't... It's up in the attic.
I find it very jarring to even look at... I don't understand Chief Wahoo. Because even when I was growing up, they didn't really show Chief Wahoo very much. Like the Indians had like a C, like a really crooked
C. They have a big C now.
And they brought him back in the 80s and 90s for some reason.
I don't know. All of a sudden they brought him back. It's like in this whole playoffs, all the players have been wearing the cap.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
With that thing on it.
I don't like it.
I mean, it's a funny cartoon, ha ha ha, but it's racist, so
super racist,
not so good, you know,
bad.
So we're for the Cubs, are we not?
Yes
we are for
I'm
the
either
Cubs.
For the Cubs winning,
yes,
or for the Cubs doing something so tremendously disastrous,
yeah, that it'll be 108 years again
that we'll be talking about whatever
ever,
disastrous thing
ever,
yeah, like
get over it,
like,
yeah,
just something like
absolutely.
Bartman times a million, where it's like something terrible happens, like a guy falls asleep, and then the guy hits a home run over his, I don't know, something.
Here's another awesome thing about the Cubs. Their owners, the Ricketts. Their name's the Ricketts, the family that owns
they're big,
the Cubs.
They're big Republicans.
Yeah, they're sponsoring all these anti-Hillary ads.
Oh, you like those ads?
I haven't seen them.
The ads are a little dumb, I think. Well, you don't have Fox Sports 1.
No, I don't. And why would I?
The
I
ads mean, are
Fox
a little
Sports
dumb. It's like
Fox Sports 1 is like this imaginary channel. I don't think it even exists.
You don't want it, pretty much, first of all?
Yeah, I wouldn't want it.
Wait, what?
Is the World Series like on actual broadcast TV? That
it should be on Fox this week, yeah.
On Fox, like regular Fox?
Yeah.
Like Channel 5 Fox?
Yeah, Fox 5, the comedy stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Should be on Channel 5 on the Fox.
All right, so maybe if I get home tonight, I could see some World Series. Because I can watch that.
Yeah,
that's
I think
good.
You should watch it.
I would watch
Fox
it.
Fox Sports 1 is...
I'd watch all these baseball games.
It's where ESPN broadcasters go to die.
Yeah,
like they,
good. Uh-huh.
All the guys who have left ESPN have gone to their thing, and they're basically doing the same thing they did on ESPN just for Fox Sports 1.
Why don't they hire us?
Yeah, maybe.
We
when we're
good.
Put out to pasture.
We'd be good.
Once they're done with this show on the on the WFMU, on the Woof-moo.
we'll go to Fox Sports 1. Good.
But the ads against Hillary on the thing are really weird because they're not pro-Trump. They're just trying to keep Hillary down.
Yeah.
So the ads are like, yes, the Clinton Foundation took money from Saudi Arabia and, you know, all these terrible countries that treat women poorly. So they've sold out American women by taking money from governments that hate women. And I'm thinking, like, well, how many governments out there don't hate women? Like,
yeah,
I mean,
really,
like, you know,
right?
I mean, they're not.
Norway, maybe?
Maybe, know, yeah. Maybe? I don't know if they probably took money from Norway, too.
Probably.
But I don't know. It's kind of
they
a weak ad.
I think they take money from anybody.
They should just show her stabbing Vince Foster. Just like stabbing and stabbing and stabbing.
Yeah. She killed Vince
She killed
Foster.
Vince Foster and she might kill you. Hillary Clinton.
Hillary. I like, well, so there's the guy who's the CEO of the Cubs or something or other.
Yep.
He's the son. His name is Tom Ricketts.
Yep.
And I saw a picture. Okay, I am face blind.
Yep.
But he looks like Ted Cruz to me.
Yeah, he looks like
looks
Ted Cruz.
He does, right? He does. He does. It's
Once
so
he starts
bizarre.
Talking, though, he sounds like Bill Murray or whatever.
He
sounds like one of those Chicago guys.
Chicago.
But he looks like Ted Cruz.
We have a lot of listeners in Chicago. Hi, Lister Cat, Lister DJ Cat.
I'm also curious about how many people who are normally fans of the White Sox now are actually cheering for the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question, because you're in Chicago. So, like, if you were a White Sox fan, then what?
Murakami Wywolf says, I'm worried. When the Red Sox finally won the World Series in 2004, the Republicans won the presidential election after seeming as if they weren't going to. That's because, like, as soon as the Red Sox won, like, it was like the day after, and they were interviewing Curt Schilling, and he's like, now we all got to go re-elect Bush.
Curt Schilling is a crazy pants. Have you been following the stuff?
Yeah, apparently he's got, like, terminal cancer. He's going to die anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why he kind of looks not so great.
Oh, I didn't know
He's had cancer, a bunch of different cancers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So he's my mother's like, it's fine. You know, let him do whatever he wants. I mean, with the last couple years of his life or whatever.
How do people know he has cancer? I didn't know.
Because they've talked about it.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I missed that. Curt Schilling. And his bloody sock and enshrined in the Hall of Fame.
He had a big Trump thing at Government Center. He's like, everybody come down, and 10 people showed up. That's pretty sad.
What's Government Center? Was that in Boston?
That's in Boston.
Yeah.
You don't know that song from Jonathan Richman? We got a lot of hard work to do at the Government Center where they put the stamps on the ledgers. They make the secretaries feel better. It's the name of a
Jonathan
stop.
Richman song.
Yeah. He's coming to Monty Hall in
Who?
November. Jonathan Richman.
Oh, I thought you meant Curt Schilling.
No, he won't be here.
Could we get Curt Schilling here?
Maybe.
Could we get
to Yeah, I mean,
like he's
that? Apparently will show up anywhere where 10
That'd
people will show up.
Fantastic.
They had pictures of him just holding his head and being like, oh, man.
I should say that we have finally pulled the plug on the idea for the tailgating.
We just figure we'll want to be home
it's
close
just,
to
we
our
wanna,
family.
I want to be close to my car and running.
And just in
the
case, my
case.
Mother's actually they're going to be traveling and they're going to be looking for our possible houses up in Canada.
Really?
She says
Are
I can live in the basement.
Are you kidding?
No. There's always a plan B in the Burley family.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
so
good.
You know. She's gonna be,
but you're serious.
They're
your
scouting
parents,
out places.
Your parents might actually move to Canada.
They were. Yeah, I think they're
can
thinking
they do
about
that?
It. I think if Trump wins, they're going.
No, but
man.
I mean, can people go? I mean, Canada has like rules.
I don't know. We would have to. We have specialists in Canadian law.
If you are a specialist in Canadian law.
Kat in Chicago says that was a pretty good Jonathan Richman impression. Thank you very much. Any Bostonian can do a Jonathan Richman impression.
Hey. We have. Should we do this before the call? We have letters in the Jim the Poet's bulging sack of letters, which is our special thing. All right, we have two letters this week, two emails. I'm going to read the first one, and then I'm going to let you read the second one, because the second one is a poem.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Hello, Bronwyn. Really sorry to hear about the knee.
Ooh.
That's horrible. Best wishes on a speedy recovery. Thank you. I am recovering. It's better. I'm gonna be in the knee immobilizer until Thanksgiving. But
wow.
You know, yeah, it's kind of awful. But you know, it's better. It's better. An idea I was thinking about passing your way for new sports to watch. Have you considered getting back to pro wrestling? I was a long-lapsed fan who got back into it a year or two ago. The internet wrestling community seems to think this is a renaissance year for the product. New champions, brand new faces, amazing matches all around. I've heard you mention Mankind Mick Foley a few times, and pro wrestling is pretty sportsy. Again, good luck with the knee, and go Giants. Your faithful Chinese correspondent, Listener Jonathan. Listener Jonathan in China, thank you for your email. I guess we could look at... We had your friend who wrote the...
David Shoemaker,
who wrote the book
AKA The Masked Man.
Yeah, The
He's
Masked
a big-time
man.
Man on the wrestling scene.
Yeah,
get
we,
him back
we
in,
had,
see
we
what's
had
going
him
on.
As a guest. He was a
Try
great guest.
Try to jump-start
guest.
Your interest again in the...
I was,
do you have any of the channels that would... Did you get the Sling TV? Do you have like...
Yes, I got the Sling TV.
Do you have like TNT and whatever channels they do, the Raw on or whatever?
Yeah, I have some channels. I have some random channels, yeah.
You have Sling random TV. Channels?
Yeah, Sling TV is really cool, except then if you really want more than, you know... If you want more sports, you still have to pay for more sports. You get ESPN and you get TBS, which sometimes has baseball and stuff, but you got to pay more for the real sports and stuff. But that's the same with cable. You just have to
pay more.
Yeah,
you
got to pay
more money,
whatever,
more
whatever happens.
Problems.
All right, we also have Listener Doug in Omaha.
Oh, that's in Nebraska.
And yes, it is, and that's kind of my homeland.
Kind of your homeland.
I grew up right across the street from there, yes, right across the river. Here's a poem about Omaha that I wrote. Dodge, Douglas, Farnham, Harney, Jackson, Leavenworth, St. Mary's. I left out one, which is it?
Okay. Is that all the train stops?
That's all. They don't have trains.
They don't have trains?
This is the street. Okay, so here's listener Doug in Omaha. He wrote, I believe that Bob Dylan won the Nobel thingy chiefly for Lily, Rosemary, and the King of Swat from his Blood on the Bass Paths album. My hay fever would not let me sleep, so to improve the time, I made a higgledy-piggledy. And here's his poem.
What's would a higgledy-piggledy?
I don't know. It's his poem. It starts higgledy-piggledy. You can see it there. I'm going to need that piece of paper back.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but go ahead and read it. Do you see where it says starts?
Higgledy-piggledy. Mm-hmm. Bob Dylan's poetry went down in history as a grand slam. Nobel's committee used, how do you say that word?
What word is it?
Trinitrotoluene. Funds to pay tribute to Bob Zimmerman.
Oh, that's TNT. That's the actual name of TNT.
That's TNT?
Yeah, because the Nobel, you know, Mr. Nobel invented TNT.
I thought he invented dynamite.
Yeah, TNT.
Or that was Pulitzer invented
TNT
dynamite.
TNT is dynamite.
I thought that was the Pulitzers invented
No, the
that.
Pulitzers were like a publishing.
Were they?
Yeah.
I thought they felt guilty for...
No, that was the Nobel.
No,
Nobel felt guilty for inventing
dynamite. They just... I like that Bob Dylan just couldn't be bothered to even get back in touch with those guys.
It's just like...
They're like, hey, we're trying to reach you, Bob, because we got this big award we want to give you. And he's like,
yeah.
I don't even care, man.
I think he knows he doesn't, you know, he didn't write literature, right?
You think he's doing it out of some sort of humility? No, I think he's doing it just because it's like, no, man. Like,
this
I don't
is
even
too
care.
Much bother.
Yeah, I like.
Maybe.
Because Bill Murray didn't want to go to get the Mark Twain Award because he wanted to, you know, be close to Chicago for the Cubs games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, and then he was just like, could you give it to me another year? Or, you know, can we just forget about it? Like, who cares, right?
Yeah.
That's the kind of award winners I like. Not the ones who are like, yeah, man, I'll be right there on time and I'll do whatever. It's like,
wait,
yeah,
you know
I don't even care.
I forgot to get Sad Baby Eyes out.
Sad Baby Eyes. I don't care about the Nobel Prize.
Sad Baby Eyes. Ah, the World Series.
If you have questions for Amy Leavitt of the Chicago Reader about what's the mood in Chicago, what's the word on the street? Are people expecting a big victory parade or just crying and crying, of the likes of which we'll never hear the end of?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if they lose?
Oh, if they lose. Yeah, right. Okay, so tonight, right?
Yep.
Tonight, the World Series begins in Cleveland.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Also, tonight, the NBA season begins in Cleveland.
Yeah.
World champion, Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron James was asked today, this is so amazing, LeBron James. You are beginning the NBA season after your great championship, and right next door, the Cleveland team is beginning the World Series. What could make it better? And LeBron James said, an ice cream truck parked right outside. And then Blue Bunny Ice Cream said, oh, okay, LeBron James, because you asked for it, we're going to park an ice cream truck right outside and give away free Blue Bunny ice cream. Is that like, that's just so insulting.
Isn't Blue Bunny the one that had the poison? It had like
I think it did.
Okay, well, so I don't know if that's probably why they're giving it away free, because it could be poisonous.
I just thought it was so insulting. It was like such a setup. You know, it was like somebody asked him, what could make it better? And he said, oh, an ice cream truck parked right outside. And Blue Bunny goes, why, we have an ice cream truck, LeBron James. And here it is.
I think
it's just like LeBron, you know, somebody, Blue Bunny gave LeBron James a bag of money, and he had to say
how
that.
How much money could you, he doesn't have to say anything. That guy's got so much money as it is.
They all want more. That's so ridiculous.
I don't know who I'm more angry at, though, because, like, either MLB.
I hate Blue Bunny ice cream! Hey, LeBron James.
Okay, so either MLB is to blame,
mm-hmm.
or the NBA is to blame, because like NBA opening night has been planned for like 6 months.
I know, right?
And the game one of the World Series has been planned for 6 months too.
Yeah, but they didn't know where. It was
But they're actually in the same, like, it's like the baseball field is like
right
500 feet from the basketball game.
Yeah.
And they actually had to move the ring ceremony.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be during the game.
It wouldn't conflict with
the
World Series game.
So it's
going to
be like the ratings
game, yeah,
on the basketball game are going to be terrible.
Yep.
Because everyone's going to be watching the see if those Windians, you know, do their thing or whatever.
Just call them the Cleveland team. We're going to call them that.
You don't like the Indians?
No,
I was going back and forth with a couple different groups trying to come up with a new name for the Cleveland Indians on the Twitter there.
Yes.
Owl Bears is one that's they're trying to get
owl
going.
Bears.
Yeah, it's
what
a terrifying
that?
Looking animal. If you look it up on the
there's an owl bear?
Yeah, it's looks like the kind of a scary clown of animals basically.
Oh, do you know what a Wendigo is?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah, it's like a
do you know that classic short story then, right? The Wendigo.
Well, no, I only know it from like it was in Alpha Flight comics, which Alpha Flight was like the Canadian Avengers.
Oh, I didn't.
And
know
I always liked the Alpha Flight cuz they were like kind of screwed up and whatever.
There was a classic short story, and it was adapted for TV once.
Is that from, like, so, like, a cannibalism is usually the beginning of the Wendigo myth. So, like, there's a cannibalistic event, and then this you become this wild animal that's actually very strong
like,
and hard
like
to stop.
Weird, it's kind of this weird half animal, half something. Yeah.
Half to
human.
Go.
Half to go, yes. Half wend. And
Wendigo
half
ate my baby.
Wendigo. All right.
Amy Levitt from the Chicago Reader is
possibly
on the phone.
Air. We got to see. WFMU, you're possibly on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Am I here?
Are you here?
Are we at? Are any of us really here?
Yeah.
Is this Amy Levitt?
Yay! Welcome to Sportsy Talk and the most trusted team on Sports Talk Radio today. Thank you for calling.
I am honored.
You and you're a big WFMU fan. I understand. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yay!
My boyfriend is obsessed with Tom Sharpling.
Well, who isn't?
Well, who isn't, really?
I know.
And of course,
it's true.
And of course, he's not here anymore.
I know.
But
but we
good.
Still love him.
We're still friends.
What's his name? Tom?
Tom, yeah.
Tom. One of those.
Exactly. Yep. So.
What's the mood on the ground?
Wait, we have to say
who
she
have to
is.
Do?
Right? Don't we have to
She's from the Chicago Reader.
Yeah, and you like her writing, and I like
She's
her writing.
She's an amazing writer.
Yeah.
She's
amazing.
A novelist.
You.
Yeah, we like her.
She's also written for something out of St. Louis, another place.
Did you move? The Riverfront Times.
Did you move from St. Louis to Chicago?
I am from Chicago, and I moved to St. Louis, where it was kind of awkward there for a while.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah,
I've been to one of those Cardinals-Cubs games on a Friday night when all the Cubs guys have been drinking. I mean, I love when the Cardinals and Cubs get together because the Cardinals fans are all like, yes, we're blonde and nice, and we clap all the time. And the Cubs fans are like,
we're the best fans in baseball.
I'm going to throw up on you.
So
St. Louis fans, like, they don't have any other professional sports, really. I mean, except for the Blues. So the Cardinals are all they have.
I know that's rough.
Yeah,
so they could cheer harder for them. That's fine.
That's true.
Good.
You know, like, everybody's obsessed with them. They don't have divided loyalties like we do here.
Well, I'm curious about that. Do you feel like the White Sox fans are secretly cheering for the Cubs now?
Well, there was this other outside of U.S. Cellular Field or Guaranteed Rate Field or whatever it's called now.
Yes, it's
they
called
are
it's Guaranteed
congratulating the Cubs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But like half-heartedly congratulating them?
Like,
or
hey, Cubs, nice going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they always feel slighted anyway because they always feel like everyone pays attention to the Cubs and nobody cares about them. So.
But I thought
it's kind of like usual.
What is the division between like Cubs fans and White Sox fans? Like, is there like do people in the suburbs go White Sox and people in the city go Cubs, or how does that go?
No,
I think it's
north
side, south
side. South side thing.
Is it?
Yeah. So like, it depends which part of Chicago you're on, I think.
Okay.
And then whatever your father, your grandfather, or whatever, whoever first showed you the game of baseball, right?
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
So you wrote
like
go ahead. Sorry.
Like, I was taken to the Wrigley Field with my dad, and then whenever we went to Comiskey Park, it was always to see the Tigers, because he was from Detroit, so I was always encouraged to root against the White Sox.
Uh-huh, good. So you wrote a nice piece about the rabbi telling everybody how to pray properly to ensure the Cubs win. Could you tell people about that a little bit?
Oh, well, if you're familiar with the Lubavitch Hasidim, they're the people that always ask you, are you Jewish, and then they ask you to pray with them.
Yes.
So they're emissaries. They're kind of like missionaries, and they're very cheerful and nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this guy, his little synagogue is near Wrigley Field, so he likes to go out there, and he set up a booth, and he invites people to lay tefillin, which is kind of a religious ritual. You put, like, boxes on your head and stuff.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I asked him, you know, what do you do to pray for the Cubs? And he said that there's this prayer called the Shema, where you affirm God's oneness and that there was only one God and all that. And then there's like a little moment at the end of it before you say amen, where you can say a personal prayer. So mm-hmm. he says that's when you can say, go Cubs.
Go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs. That's awesome.
Well, there was a lot of that stuff. You know, I'm from Boston, and a lot of that stuff happened sort of, they tried to, you know, there was a bigger curse, I think, than there is. Just like the curse had more of an ambiance in Boston because they had written a book about it, and it was this whole big thing or whatever. And so
they're huge here too. Our curse.
Yeah, I mean, you're hearing a lot about that this year, like you know, people like wearing goat pins or something. Like, I mean, like
yeah, there's t-shirts that say "I ain't afraid of no goat." Really.
Can you tell some of a lot of our listeners don't know anything about sports, and that's why we love them. WFMU. So could you explain the goat curse to our listeners, please?
Oh, well, it's mostly a publicity stunt, I think. Mm-hmm. But in 1945, there was a bar owner named William Sianis, and he wanted to take his pet goat to Wrigley Field to watch the World Series.
As who would not, you know, want to take their pet goat, right?
Like,
I mean, if I had a pet goat, I'd take it everywhere.
I'd take the goat to the World Series, yeah, definitely.
Right. Definitely.
But he was denied admission, and... I know.
That's shocking.
So it is shocking.
He put a curse on the goat, on the Wrigley Field, and said they will never be in a World Series ever again.
Jeez.
But here's the thing.
If you look through old newspapers, you will see no mention of this curse in 1945. I think the first mention of it, like in a newspaper column, is like around sometime in the 50s.
Right.
Because this bar, the Billy Goat Tavern, was downstairs from the Tribune and the Sun-Times, so all the sports writers would hang out there and get drunk.
You know, like during rainouts and the Cubs being 20 games out, they needed a story to write about or something like that.
Exactly. Right. So they would like go to Billy Sianis, and then later they would go to his nephew Sam, who took over the bar, and they would give them good copy, and that is how the Curse of the Goat became a thing.
My thing is, Amy, you know, going through it with Boston a little bit, where it was 84 years, which, you know, the Cubs have like 20-something more years on
them. I'm a Yankees fan, so I never
So she wins every
this.
Couple of years.
I win all the time.
Her suffering is like, they didn't make the playoffs or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, do you think most Cubs fans want them to win the World Series, or do you think there's some Cubs fans that actually prefer them to be the lovable losers, prefer they maybe never win or something like that? I've read this around. People are saying this, as Trump says.
True. I mean, like, look at the Red Sox. They became jerks. Like,
I know, they're just another.
After they won the World
They're
Series.
Just another team now, right? They win, you know, every couple of years, and it's like, all right, well, whatever. But, like, there's something special about the Cubs. They haven't won in 100-something years.
108.
At least.
Yeah,
until maybe this year. I mean, they're favored to win the World Series this year. I mean, do you think that something special about the Cubs would go away if they won the World Series?
It's possible. I don't know. It's like something you don't want to imagine because so much has gone wrong in Cubs history. I mean, like the thing with Steve Bartman.
Yes.
The Bartman thing. Tell our listeners about that, please.
Okay, back in 2003, the Cubs were like one out from going to the World Series.
Yes.
It was game six, and I think, in the league championship series against the Marlins.
Yes.
This one of the Marlins hit the ball out into the stands.
Yeah.
A Cubs fan grabbed the ball from Moise Alou.
Yeah.
And then the Cubs totally collapsed after that.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a.
Moises, I mean, that's just like a freakish thing that only would
playable,
happen.
It was
well,
a
he
playable.
Well, he
ball.
Had like a he had earphones on because he was listening to the game on the radio.
Yes. Who the kid?
Yes, like a true fan.
Bartman. Yeah, he was.
Oh,
he's a real fan. I mean, like I feel bad because and there's been some talk that he should be invited to these games in the World Series. That there's
so
some
they can
measure
burn
of
him in effigy or something.
No, I think there's some measure of. And I saw this in Boston too, where they like I was at the game where Bill Buckner came back, and they had a standing ovation for him on you know in 2007
make
or whatever.
Him feel better.
There's some well, I mean, you wrecked his life in the first place, so I mean, you might as well make him feel better. But
no,
like,
he wrecked his own life.
You also won the World Series by then. I mean, like the curse was lifted.
Right.
Right.
That you see fans going like, well, it really wasn't his fault, and I've been holding something against him for a while because we. You know, blew that game or whatever. I mean, Bartman didn't make it, you know, like them spiral out of control and lose that game.
No,
it was just sort of like a
themselves.
Bad. Yeah, I mean, it was a bad, you know, it's a lot of pressure on the Cubs is the thing.
It was very heartbreaking. But yeah, I think people are coming around and they feel bad about the way they cursed Steve Bartman and were so mean to him and made him run for his life.
Well, I guess the other question I would have for Cubs fans, lifelong Cubs fans, is, I mean, you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, right? So even when things look brightest, you know, you're going like, okay, what terrible thing could happen that could yank this all away in a moment? Do you think people are kind of holding their breath a little bit too? Like, is there there was a lot of tension at the game the other night, even when they were up 5-0 or whatever, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Like, some of my friends, they, like, stress eat or stress bake while they're watching the games.
Stress bake, I love it.
That's what I need. I need to do. I need to stress bake and then stress eat.
Yeah, it's horrible. There's so much tension. And
now, they show the crowd. Because that's
going on. It was, like, it was unbelievable. It was, like, hard to live.
They show the crowd, and they're all like, it's like you're up 5-0. Aroldis Chapman is on the thing throwing 106 miles an hour, and
former,
people are just like,
Yankee,
I don't know what's
going to
happen. Yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen. What terrible thing could possibly happen? When is the.
Anything can happen. Like somebody in the stands
That's
could
true.
Grab the ball.
Exactly. Exactly. It could happen. Yep. Well, but it didn't happen, and now the Cubs are in the World Series. They start tonight. They've got Kyle Schwarber on the roster.
Kyle Schwarber's
He's
back.
Starting. It's a, he hasn't played since the second
since
game
the second
of the
game of the season,
season
when he like broke his knee or whatever
yeah,
he did,
he broke
right?
His
he broke
knee,
his knee
right.
on the outfield
and then,
there.
And Cleveland's second baseman Jason Kipnis
yeah, how's he doing?
Sprained his ankle
oh, he
celebrating
did?
When the when
Yeah,
when
that's
Cleveland
I always worry
won,
about them celebrating.
He sprained his ankle celebrating, but he says he's good to go and he's going to be in
no,
there
No, I
too.
Worry about them
so
celebrating
got,
jumping
you,
around.
You got these guys on both teams. They've got a guy with a broken leg who's in there like playing tonight.
There's so, a guy with a broken leg playing?
The guy with the sprained ankle versus the guy who messed up his knee or whatever it was he messed up.
It's Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber, yeah. He took a couple cuts.
See, that's I actually said early on, mm-hmm. it was like the second game of the season.
Yeah.
And I said, why does God hate the Cubs? Because Kyle Schwarber was like one of their best players.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, he's out for the season. That's like,
he was,
could
he
there
was,
be any more proof that God doesn't want the Cubs to win?
In,
but apparently not.
Some,
they still made the
yeah.
World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, so do you think it's due to that Hasidic man? Like
yes,
prayer?
Possibly.
Well, he was there last season, too, so
oh.
I'm not so sure.
He hasn't just joined up?
Well, he knows, here's the weird thing. He's from Brooklyn, so he...
No.
Like,
yeah, well, that's... that. My whole neighborhood used to be that strain of Judaism, so yeah,
yeah.
There's like a whole big neighborhood of Brooklyn.
But I asked him if he had like these secret conflicts that like, you know, kept him from rooting wholeheartedly for the Cubs last season and were, you know, after they collapsed against the Mets. And he said, no, it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
He was never
not
a fan
fault.
When he was growing up.
Have you seen Clark Cubb? We're concerned about the whereabouts of Clark Cubb, the mascot
exactly.
of the Cubs.
The pantsless,
bear.
The pedo bear. The pedo bear mascot.
Have you
seen,
I was like,
the Cubs.
They thanked everybody
his,
else at the game.
Yeah, what's his deal? Where is
where's
Clark?
Where's Clark?
He's been tweeting, so he's still
he's
alive.
He's tweeting.
Woo! We have to follow him on the Twitter. Get on the Twitter and follow Clark Cubb. Is he at Clark Cubb? Is that his name? Do you know?
No,
we have to find him.
Yes, I think it is. Let me
okay,
see.
We have to
Clark
find
Cubb.
His last yeah, we have to find him.
For you.
We have to find him and follow him because we have a poll going right now on the Sportsy
yeah,
Talk
and
Twitter.
It's Clark the Cub.
Clark the Cub.
Okay.
At Clark
saying,
the Cub.
Let's go Cubs. Let's go Cubs.
With
let's
his
go
pants
Cubs.
Off.
World Series. Here
Where's
we
my
go.
Pants?
Where's my pants? Where's my pants? If the Cubs win the World Series, does Clark the Cub get pants?
I hope so.
That would be nice.
Slack for that. It's so embarrassing.
I got to say, I think most fans in America are cheering for the Cubs to win the World Series. I mean, outside of Cleveland, and those guys just won a basketball championship.
Yeah, they
so they really can't win both.
They, everything.
Yeah,
they really can't win both.
No.
That would just be like a little too much for Cleveland to handle.
They have the most racist mascot, Cleveland does.
That's pretty racist.
It's pretty horrible.
I mean, I don't know about the pantsless bear. I don't know where that...
kind of awful. Well, we have a poll right now on the Twitter at Sportsy Talk, and we're asking... We're asking listeners and people on Twitter, which is the most disgusting mascot, pantsless pedo bear Clark or racist Chief Wahoo?
Right.
Wahoo wins.
Yeah, I think
Chief Wahoo is
disturbing. Chief Wahoo is winning right now. Yeah,
he's disturbing and
definitely.
Troubling
yep.
in these troubled times. Amy, will you be live tweeting the games? People should follow you on Twitter at Amy, A-I-M-E-E. Is it underscore Levitt?
No, just plain Amy Levitt.
AimeeLevitt. Check her out on the Twitter and check out the great stuff that she writes in the Chicago Reader.
Yeah, you're a terrific writer. Thank you.
Great
for being
stuff.
With
we'll
us
check
today.
Back in with you when Chicago's burning as a celebration.
Yeah,
the second famous, the second fire of Chicago.
Yep.
Well, good luck to the Cubs, and thanks for being on the show with us.
Thanks a lot,
Thank
Amy.
Thank you for having me. It was very nice chatting with you.
Oh, no, it was great to have you. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
It's Amy Levitt from the Chicago Reader.
She was great.
She writes about all kinds of great stuff.
She's very sportsy. sportsy.
She is sportsy. She's a woman
sportsy.
Of great skill, great knowledge.
You know, we've had some good sportsy women on the last couple of weeks. We had Bullpen Betty.
Bullpen Betty's great.
Was fantastic. Amy Lovett, fantastic.
Yep.
And we have, I know we have a lot of Chicago listeners. We have, we have a lot of people on the comments board that are from Chicago.
I forgot to check if they were asking us questions during the show.
Oh, goofball. That's okay. We had a good talk with her. She was great. I liked her. Thank you.
Yeah, she's delightful.
Yeah, she was a good guest. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank us all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank everyone.
Thank everybody. Hey, you know who we have to thank?
Who?
We have to thank people who have pledged to Sportsy Talk.
Oh, yeah. People have?
People have.
Awesome.
Yeah. I thanked some of them a week or two ago, and this was actually put in your mailbox. I don't know why. But
what's my mailbox? I never know if they looked under J or under B.
I looked under B, and it was for you. They didn't send it to me, which they should because I'm the person who does
this. Is this the steak dinner we got invited to?
No. This is listener Steve M. from Newton, New Jersey. Thank you very much for supporting Sportsy Talk. We appreciate it.
Well done, sir.
Yep. So that's good to know.
So we're cheering for the Cubs.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah.
Cheering for the same team.
Yep.
Like when we go to the Yankees for games and I pretend to cheer for the Yankees.
I know, that's nice.
Just for your pleasure.
I appreciate that. What else is happening? Oh, we have so much. We have so much.
We do.
Football news.
What? Yeah. Have you been watching? You're not watching.
I don't watch.
But you know what's happening.
Yes, I do. Oh, but we have an update, too, before we do that.
Yep.
We have an update. Last week, we had Station Manager Ken on for Dronesy Talk. Thank you, Station Manager Ken.
Is he still flying drones, or did he give up?
If he's doing it, it's illegal, so we don't know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'd be good. But he was talking about Trevor Bauer, who is the pitcher for, I believe, the Indians.
Yes.
Who cut up his finger?
Yep.
Messing with drones. That's what
is that like
said.
A drone was coming at him? He tried to catch it, and like
no,
the propeller
no,
got with him
no,
or something
no,
like
he
that.
Played, he had a drone and he had it like plugged into the wall and charging, and the rotors weren't going, so he stuck his fingers in to see.
Always
why the
a bad idea.
Oh yeah. So then he like half chopped off his pinky finger.
Ooh.
And then he like they pushed his for his next start back, but then he went out to pitch. And his stitches, like, all popped out.
He was bleeding on the mound.
Yeah, he was bleeding. It was awful, awful, awful. So here's the update. When Trevor Bauer's finger started bleeding, he asked the team medical guy, you know, the doctor,
the
trainer, to try cauterizing it with a soldering iron.
That's not a bad idea if you want something to stop bleeding right away.
If
you want to have a burn on your hand.
Sluggo, one time.
Yeah.
Sluggo was taking a welding class.
Yep.
And he's not real attentive. Sometimes his attention wanders because
that happens
Sluggo,
to me too.
Right? Yep. I know it does.
I live in my own little dream world.
You guys remind me a lot of each other in a lot of ways.
Except he's stunningly handsome.
Well, he is very. He's cute.
He's a looker.
He's cute. Yeah, he's a cute.
You're saying I'm not cute? Is that what you're saying?
You're cute too, but you're.
I'm
cute,
cute in a gross way.
You're
like
cute in a different way.
Yeah, like a Big Mac kind of way.
You're cute in a different way. I think you're cute.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
So he was at his welding class, and he actually pushed a welding rod into his stomach. And it's hard to explain how he did that.
Ow.
But he was trying to push it, like he was gripping it with one hand, and he was trying to kind of push it up in his hand. And instead of pushing it against like a table to push it up, he pushed it against his stomach to push it up. And it went through his coveralls and into his stomach.
Oh, man.
And then he was too embarrassed to tell anybody what he'd done. So he finished the class, got on the subway, went to Grand Central, was on the train upstate from Grand Central, and called me and said, can you pick me up at the station? And he sounded really weird. So I said, yeah, of course I can. But he sounded really weird. So I went down, I picked him up, and he got in the car, and he just looked really weird. And I said, what is wrong? And he said, okay, I pushed a welding rod into my stomach. And I said, what do you mean? And he showed me, like, the burnt space where his coveralls were, And I said, okay, we are going to the hospital. And I took him to the hospital, and the doctor at the hospital said, it would have been much worse, except for the fact that the welding rod was so hot that it actually cauterized the wound as it went in and made the wound. It actually cauterized it, so he didn't lose any blood.
Right.
So that would really actually work, right?
If you had watching Walking Dead show.
Do they do that?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes if you get bit by the zombie, they got to cut off the thing and then burn it real quick so that it'll cauterize.
Yeah.
So it won't be bleeding all over the place.
Yeah.
That's how they make it so you don't turn into a zombie, too. Mm-hmm. So that's where I get most of my science news from.
Okay, your science news is from Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, that used to be a comic
book. Most of the time.
Oh, hey, you know who died? You know who died?
Yeah.
Steve Dillon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I worked with him.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I was sorry. I'm sorry that he died. And you know who else died? Jack Chick. He was also a... I think deaths come in twos.
I thought it was threes.
No, twos. I say twos. Everybody says threes. It's not. It's twos. I've studied death for years and years, and it comes in twos. Jack Chick and Steve Dillon. There you go.
Listener Ralphine says, Moises Alou would have caught that fly ball if he hadn't pissed on his hands before the games. I don't know that Moises Alou did that, but like that was a big Jorge Posada thing.
Jorge Posada used to...
But Moises Alou did that too? I had no idea.
Jorge Posada used to soak his hands in his own urine. He had like a little tub of urine he would soak his hands in.
Right.
And then he'd go have sexy fun time with Derek Jeter. But that's something else.
That's a legend.
That's a legend. We don't know that. That's a legend.
That's a legend.
Allegedly. Okay.
Donald Dump on the board says the World Series is rigged.
Yes!
Who's it rigged for, though?
The Cubs. It's got to be rigged for
the
Cubs. Right?
I got to be honest with you. There's just no way those guys are going to win.
I mean,
I want them to win.
You don't think they're going to win?
Usually you could tell.
No,
like
they
if
have
I'm,
to win.
Usually the team I'm cheering for loses.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Red Sox
fan.
Because
you're so...
And I love the underdog.
Why are you used to being a loser? Don't be a loser.
It's a mindset. I can't get over it.
Stop it.
I love loser teams.
Stop it. That's so stupid.
I can't help myself.
Why?
I just do.
I like...
By the way...
You know what? Excuse me. I like winner teams.
On the subject
of win.
On the subject of loser teams, I've been following those Devils from the NHL.
But they won their first home opener.
Yeah, but they lost three other games.
Yeah, okay. You know, I mean, yeah. Why are you watching them? You're just watching.
I just like the New Jersey. You know, I live in New Jersey here.
Rangers!
No, I'm not going to. No.
Oh, Jesus.
But I've been watching more hockey. That's my new thing is watching
hockey.
Hey,
you know my favorite new team in the NFL, if I were watching football?
Who's your favorite new team?
Well, I mean, the Giants will always be my favorite team.
Even though
they
suck. Yeah.
No, they don't. You know what? I have to tell. Oh, wait. We have a call.
Oh, we do?
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Howdy there, sportsy people.
Hey, it's David's Corner on Sportsy Talk.
Hey,
this
David.
Is such a classic episode of Sportsy Talk. I love this.
Stop around. Stop it. Whoa. How you doing, guys?
Good.
We're good, David. How are you?
Okay, going through some medical stuff. Obama had a kneecap, so I can be open about this. Tomorrow will be my second infusion of chemo.
Oh,
really?
Oh,
yeah,
honey, you haven't...
Yeah, just two patches of testicular cancer in my right lung.
Oh.
Two patches is contained.
Oh, good.
It scan up and down. So
oh, David.
It's contained in the right lung. It doesn't mean it's not malignant, but it means that I have to go chemo once a week on Wednesdays.
Uh-huh.
And the rest is just radiation.
Well, we'll have a good thought for you tomorrow, David.
Yeah, I'll pray for you, David. I'll pray for you tonight.
Okay, thank you so much. Every bit helps. They tell me my major thing is to keep my spirits up. You know me, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay.
Yep.
So I'm okay there. But I hate it when people tell me, you got to be strong. Hey, you know, I'm not kidding myself here. I'm battling cancer, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not no monster man or anything like that. But as far as keeping my spirits up, you best believe I keep my spirits up. And I don't go into that no zone thing where I overdo it. I just do a little, and just does me fine because the governor, we don't see eye to eye. I mean, I've asked my oncologist to give me some medicinal, and she says you don't qualify. I have to give him a shot in the butt, boy, I got, see if he yells out crying, I qualify. Well, just
right.
A thought. Bye, you guys. Have a great
Bye,
evening.
David.
God bless
take care, David.
And
David.
Keep up the good work, people. I'm betting on you. Bye.
We love
betting
you,
on you
David.
Too, David.
We love
okay.
you, David.
See
Take
you later.
Care.
I misspoke. The Devils are 2-2-1, so they've
oh,
I don't
well.
Know, lost a bunch of games.
Hey, so there was a tie in the NFL.
That was weird. Because both those guys missed field goals.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them only missed it by a little bit, but the other one, like, kicked it in the stands or whatever.
Nobody cares about the NFL anymore. I mean, it's just like,
well, they're boring
games,
man.
Dreadful, yeah.
Well, I mean, the Cardinals versus the whoever, like, I'm not watching that game.
Cardinals,
I'm going to watch
the
Robots Having Sex show on HBO.
The Cardinals and Seahawks.
Have you seen the Robots Having Sex show on HBO?
Do I have HBO? No.
I gave you my codes.
I don't watch TV.
You should watch TV. You should watch more TV.
I don't have time to watch TV. I have to watch all these weird sports things.
What are you watching? You have no channels that actually have sports
know,
on them.
That's true.
You have no channels that have sports.
I bought Sling TV just so I could watch sports, and all it is like white guys talking about sports.
Who likes that?
Nobody likes that.
Indians Bauer says his drone finger is not a problem, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
He's starting game two.
He is, huh?
They just cut it right off. It's not a problem. That would probably give. Can you imagine if he cut off his index? No, it's a pinky. Like you would throw some kind of crazy pitch or something like that. Yeah, like Jason Pierre-Paul. Can you imagine what Jason Pierre-Paul would throw for him?
A man with
it feels fine. Bauer said Thursday.
Yeah, sure he did.
Sure it does.
Sure it does.
It feels great. Couldn't be better. Chop it off.
Okay. So there was this guy. He was a puppet guy. He did hand puppets, right?
Yeah.
And he, you know how hand puppets go, like you put your fingers up like that in the hand puppet, right? And
yeah.
He thought his pinky was getting in. This is a serious story. I know.
Am I going to cry at the end of the story?
Maybe. You'll probably be horrified. So I knew his girlfriend, right? His ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. She told me the story. This is real.
Okay.
He decided that his pinky finger was getting in the way of doing his puppets. So he cut off his pinky finger.
While drunk.
Yeah. And then, but she grabbed his pinky and grabbed him and took him to the hospital, and they reattached the finger, right?
Yeah.
So then his finger was back. So he was still running the puppets, and he still had this pinky finger. And he's just like, this is so, you know, he just thought it was, like, in the way, and it was.
He cut it off again?
He cut it off again, and he ate it the second time so that they couldn't reattach it.
Okay, that seems extreme.
He went to the hospital parking lot.
Yeah.
He cut off his finger and ate it, and then he went into the hospital and said, you know, cauterize my finger with a soldering iron or whatever to, you know, so that he wouldn't bleed to death. But he
so
ate
he's
it.
A cannibal.
He
this is
ate,
somebody you know?
He ate. I don't know him. I know his ex-girlfriend. After he
the ate
second
his
time,
own flesh.
The second time after
that's
he cut
weird.
After he cut off his
I've
pinky
eaten
finger,
scabs, but not my
after
own flesh.
After he cut off his finger and ate it, then she broke up with him. That's
oh,
the story.
You think after he ate his finger?
Yeah, that was it.
She thought maybe this isn't working out.
Okay, so when the Giants played the Ravens, right?
Yeah.
Eli Manning threw his 300th touchdown pass.
Congratulations.
He tied John Elway for seventh on the all-time list. And all the
really?
Other guys, all the other guys on the all-time list are like
are in the
Fran,
Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Fran
exactly.
Tarkenton.
Fran Tarkenton, Dan Marino. Tom Brady will be in the
Brett
Hall
Favre.
Of Fame. Brett Favre. Peyton Manning,
Peyton
his
Manning.
Brother, right? Okay. They're all in the Hall of Fame or they will be.
I think
be.
Eli is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know. Eli.
He's won two Super Bowls.
I know. He's won two Super Bowls. He's seventh on the all-time touchdown pass list. He's 10th in passing yardage all-time. He's 9th all-time in completion.
I think he'll make this. You win two Super Bowls, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
You think so.
Favre only won one.
I know, but people just don't give him respect. They don't give him, you know, they're just like.
Well, because half the time he's got
breathing.
That dumb look,
know,
look on his face that he
idiot.
Threw like an interception or whatever.
Right. All right. So
now he's got two guys that you can actually throw to. So I mean, you know.
So what should I do? Really? Okay, we have just a couple minutes before More Coney Island comes on.
More Coney Island is next.
Yes. So do I want to talk about why I like the Vikings now, or do I want to give the fantasy football?
You like
football?
The Vikings?
Yeah. You know why?
Did you watch them play the other
no,
night?
No. Do you know why I like them? Because they're all about Harambee. They are totally into Harambee.
They're into
Before they go out on the field. They jump up and down and chant, spoons out for Harambee.
Spoons out for Harambee? What does
yes.
that even mean?
I don't know. It's awesome, right? And
what?
one of their guys has special Harambee cleats.
Harambee, by the way, is the gorilla at the zoo.
Cincinnati Zoo.
Kid falls in the thing. The gorilla's helping the kid. The gorilla's actually
the
being nice to the kid.
The gorilla's being nice to the kid, so they shoot the gorilla
then they
dead.
Shoot the gorilla dead.
Harambee.
Spoons for Harambee?
Spoons out for Harambee.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. And they have Harambe, like one of their guys has special Harambe cleats with these beautiful pictures of Harambe on his cleats and stuff. They're all about Harambe. I'm like, okay, I know the meme is over.
They played the worst game of the year.
I know the meme is
sad. Is the game over?
The meme is
I still make jokes about it.
I love Harambe.
I say things like,
we have a call, but you know what? It's time to go.
We have no more time.
It's 7 p.m. on WFMU. Thank you so much for Amy Levitt for being our guest.
Amy Levitt from the Chicago Reader. We'll check in with her when Chicago's burning.
No. And
they're going to lose. You know they're going to lose.
Is
this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM, and we're all over the world on the internet at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for more Coney Island.
And thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
One, two, three, go!
never stops. It's not.